I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So quick update about Britney Spears' and Sam Asghari's divorce, because Sam filed for divorce this week. And honestly, I heard 14-month marriage, this must be some kind of cash grab. Well, now there are reports, not from him, but from sources claiming that Britney attacked him in his sleep, that she keeps knives around the house and even in the bedroom, just a lot of eerie stuff. And now there's some new information about the prenup, because again, I'm thinking cash grab, how much money is he going to get from this divorce? Well, apparently nothing, but his attorney is going to challenge the prenup and apparently ask for spousal support. So he could be getting something out of this, but it's not like 100% guaranteed. If they get divorced, he gets X, Y, and Z amount of money.
But they are going to challenge it.
They are going to challenge it. And he does get to keep any kind of gift that Britney's given him. So like, let's say she gave him like 7 Ferraris. I'm going to cash in those Ferraris and buy myself a nice house in Malibu.
I've never been divorced, obviously. So I don't know how it works. Keeping the gifts, absolutely. Like, you give a gift, it's yours. But the spousal support after 14 months, like, you're not that reliant on the lifestyle yet. And it's not like Sam also gave up his career to be a stay-at-home parent and take care of the kids or manage the household or be Britney's manager. He has a thriving career of his own. He's a model. Like, he was on set a while back for a film or something. So it's not like that, to me, is what is being not smelling right. Do you know what I mean? After 14 months,
something's off.
Yeah, because all the connections he's going to have after having been linked to her for so long, like, he's going to have no problem at least having a very thriving career as an influencer.
So if there is any truth to these rumors from sources about how he was treated by Britney, do you feel like he's like, I put up with a lot? I deserve something out of this relationship for having put up with what I did for so long?
At the very least, he deserves a free therapy check. Like a couple $100,000 to be able to get some help. If there's really been something serious going on, I think he does need some cash to be able to handle that. If he gave up any financial opportunities over the last few years, like if he, because he was a, Cassie, was he a dancer on her tour or her personal trainer?
They met on the set of Slumber Party, her music video. So he was the love interest in the music video, and that's where they met. And I'm torn, because that's when you do, for better or for worse, you agree to take on the worst burdens. Mm-hmm. But I don't fault him for feeling like maybe he is owed something, looking at like the absolute cluster that was the whole conservatorship going through. I mean, that has to be draining on anyone. So I don't fault him. It just seems weird that this is the route it's taking. But who knows? Maybe they already went behind the scenes and was like, yo, Britt, can you pay me out a little bit? And she said no. And so this is the way they're going to get it.
Did Britney's stans like him out the gate? Like, was he, because he's been very supportive of her getting out from under the conservatorship and like actually speaking out and speaking up for her.
I would say it's split. Okay. So some really appreciated that he did that. Others felt like he shouldn't be speaking on behalf of Britney. And there were little things too, like he did when he did his anniversary post this past year for them, the Instagram story, he goes, "Happy anniversary to me and my wife." And it just comes off weird. Yeah. But who knows if, I'm not sure if English is his first language because his whole family, I think, is Persian. Mm-hmm. So who knows the reasoning why? So some of them really liked it and some were like, no, you're just using Britney. You're posting her on your Insta stories. You're speaking up for her. She's not speaking to the press, but you're talking to TMZ. So I think he was probably genuinely trying to help and be a good husband, honestly.
Ugh, the whole thing is just so sad. And a whole other legal case that's been so sad too is this Lizzo thing, where a lot of her former dancers have alleged that her workplace environment had sexual, racial, and religious harassment, poor working conditions, and now her current background dancers are actually releasing a statement. And I have to say, if I'm honest, it kind of sounds like what someone would say if a hostage was held at gunpoint. And I'm not saying that's the actual, like, what's actually happening, but it is very much like, we're having a great time on tour. This statement says, "We're having the time of our lives on the special tour. We have been so honored to share the stage with such amazing talent. This tour experience has just been beyond #special. The commitment to character and culture taking precedence over every movement and moment has been one of the greatest lessons and blessings that we could possibly ask for. Thank you to Lizzo for shattering limitations and kicking in on the doorway for the big girl and big boy dancers to do what we love."
Blink twice if you need help.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm torn here because I feel like you shouldn't have to say anything if everything's okay. But at the same time, if everything really is okay and you want to support a boss or a friend, I don't know how I feel about that.
What was interesting to me a couple of days ago with this Lizzo thing is, remember when Beyonce took her name off of the shout outs? Well, Katie said at the concert, she actually took that back and she said, "Lizzo, I love you." So it makes me wonder, like, what information did Beyonce get that made her confident enough to do that? Because I don't think she would just do that for no reason.
Well, it's hard. If, like, Lizzo and her are close friends and Lizzo's like, "Girl, nothing's going on," it doesn't necessarily mean that nothing's going on. But if you have a personal relationship with Lizzo, it's hard to not want to support her in that moment, which I totally get.
No winning. If they hadn't put out a statement, we'd be talking about that. If they hadn't talked about Lizzo in the statement, we'd be like, "Oh, you didn't talk about Lizzo. Oh, you talked about Lizzo too much." There's no winning.
Yeah. They have a brand new baby, you need to do your tease.
Oh, Rachel Levis, a.k.a. Raquel from Vanderpump Rules, is finally speaking her truth about Scandoball. I'll fill you in on her interview with Bethany Frankel on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.